That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, yesterday, Miss Hartford, the store's new general manager, discovered that Lum and Abner had nearly $1,000 in old unpaid accounts. And if they could collect the major part of this outstanding money, they could save themselves from bankruptcy. Well, the old fellows were very reluctant to attempt to collect from their friends, but Miss Hartford insisted they do it immediately. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the unhappy bill collectors trudging along the street heading for Grandpappy Spears' house. Listen.
Mom, can't we just go back over to the store and tell Miss Hartford we couldn't collect none of these bills?
She told us to bring back the cash, not to come back till we get it. And when she gives her order, she means it.
Yeah, but it don't look like we're going to get no money from anybody, Lum. We've been to four places and ain't got a nickel.
I know we ain't. I think our main trouble is that we ain't been able to bring the subject up.
No.
Stood over there in the doorway of the Widder Jessup's place and talked for Mike and I 45 minutes and never once mentioned the word grocery bill.
Well, I tried to work it into the conversation there one time, and then I got to looking at that broke-down furniture and them young'uns over there. I just knowed good and well they didn't have no money to squander on a grocery bill.
Well, I felt the same way.
No.
By the way, did you get that new grocer order she gave us?
Yeah, I wrote it down. What's Miss Hartford going to say about that? She said that we was going to have to cut out giving so much credit.
Yeah, well, I think it might be best not to tell her.
Oh.
Leastways, not for a while. If we can only bring back some cash from somebody, I don't think she'll even notice about that grocer order.
Well, I don't know where we're going to get no cash, though.
Well, here's Grandpap's house.
Yeah.
He's on our list. We're to be able to get a little money from him, as long as he's our friend.
Yeah, he's our friend, all right, but he don't loosen up with much money. You know that well as I do.
Yeah, but I figure with him being a friend of ours, we can sort of explain to him what we're up again.
Right.
Tell him it ain't our idea to be out collecting these bills. We're just being forced into it. I'm sure we can make him understand.
Well, I hope we can, but I've got my doubts about it. You know how stubborn-headed Grandpap is. He's liable to get awful mad at us for dunning him this way, no matter whose idea it was.
Well, we just got to make him understand. That's all there are to it. He's the last one on our list, so this is our last chance.
Doggett, I sure hate to do it, though, Lum.
Well, I do, too, but we've got to do it. Come on, Abner, we can't just stand out in front of his house this way. He's liable to sick the dogs on us. Come on.
Yeah, all right, I'm coming, okay.
Watch out for that first porch step there. Grandpap never has got around to fixing that. Hope he's home.
I don't.
Where's the bell? Here.
Right there.
Fine bell, too, ain't
he? He invented that himself, I think. From
now, recollect, we've got to get right down to the subject this time. No beating around the bush.
No, sir. No.
We'll come right out flat-footed and tell him what we want.
Yes, sir. Just tell him we want the cash. Got to have it to keep from going bankrupted.
Find out. I hear somebody coming.
I hope it's Aunt Charity.
Yeah, who is it?
It's us, Grandpap, me and Lum.
Oh, come in. Ain't got my specs on, I couldn't see very well. Come in.
Yeah, much obliged.
Yeah, sit down.
Yeah.
What are you fellas doing out this time of day? How come you ain't over to the store?
Oh, we're out.
Yeah, we're just taking the day off here to, well, we want to talk to you, Grandpap.
Fine.
Sit down. Love to talk to you. Crowd you draft over. You ain't closed up today on account of some holiday, have you?
Holiday?
Yeah, I can't keep track of them things no more, no ways. Which one is it now? Hey, Charity, where's my calendar?
Hey, Grandpap, don't bother to get your calendar.
Charity, fetch my calendar for me. The one with the picture of that Indian on it.
Grandpap, you won't need no calendar.
No, what we want to talk to you about ain't got nothing to do with the holidays.
No, but I'd love to know what one it is. Hate to miss out on a celebrate. They ain't having a parade, are they?
No, Grandpap, they ain't having no parade.
I ought to get out my lodge uniform. Hey, Charity, where's my uniform?
Grandpap, you won't need that thing. I said there ain't going to be no parade.
Ain't, huh?
No.
Can't be much of a holiday, then. Well, wait, I'll get my hat and we'll get out and see what's doing anyway. Mill around in the crowd a little bit, you
know. Well, wait a minute, Grandpap. We want to talk to you about something.
Yeah, just sit down. This won't take long. What we want to see you about was, you know, we got this new girl working for us, Miss Hartford.
Yeah, she's a general manager. Full control, gives orders.
Yeah, I've met her over there. I know her. But I can tell you one thing. I wouldn't let no woman give no orders to me. I don't care who she was.
No.
Just wouldn't do it.
Well, I wouldn't either, hardly.
No, sir, wouldn't do it. Wouldn't put up with it. How's your football team coming along, Lum?
Oh, pretty good, I guess. I ain't had much time to get over there and rehearse them.
Yeah, they ain't had a single scrimmage this week. Miss Hartford keeps them over at the store all the time.
Well, as long as you got a holiday today, why don't you get over there and skimmish them around a little bit? When do you play Mount Ida?
That game was last week.
Yes, sir, that ought to be a good one. I'm looking forward to seeing that. When did you say it's going to be?
Last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
It's kind of early, ain't it? Reckon you can get the team in shape by then? Wait a minute. When did you say?
Never mind, Grandpap. There's something else we've got to talk to you about that's awful important here.
Yeah, you see, Grandpap, there's different ways of running a business. Some runs them on a credit, and some don't.
Yeah, some don't. Like a certain store that I know of.
Grandpap, what's your opinion on things like credit and such as that? How's that, Lum?
He said, what's your opinion
on... No, I believe we've got a chance to whip Mount Ida this year.
We've done did it.
That's what I say. We can do it. All depends on the score. Believe I'll go over there with you, Lum, and watch the team skimmish.
Grandpap, will you wait just a minute? What we've got to talk to you about is important. Now listen to
me. Well, what is it? Hurry up.
Well, Well, see what we come
Quit
over here.
Beating the devil around the stump.
Well, now listen,
All right. Might as well come right out with it. Here's the whole thing in half of a nutshell, Grandpap.
Yeah, listen now, Grandpap.
You take a store, and sometimes it has lots of charge accounts on its books. And pretty soon there comes a time when the store has to... Well, go on. Well, you're a good friend of ours, ain't you, Grandpap?
Yeah, you're a good, true friend. Ain't that right?
Yeah, I reckon so. I hadn't thought much about it.
A good, true friend is always ready to help out his good, true friend. Ain't that right?
Yeah, I suppose so. Wouldn't put it past him.
All right, then. Now, Grandpap, if a couple of certain good, true friends of yours was to come over here, you know, they want to come over and, you take it from there, Long.
Well, the idea is this, Grandpap. There comes a time when you have to put business ahead of everything, even friendship.
Yeah.
But if these friends we're talking about are good friends,
Yeah? Just who are we talking about? What are you fellas driving at, anyway?
Well, Grandpap, here's the whole thing in half of a nutshell.
Jiminy, there it is. Sitting on a gramophone.
What is?
Well, I do know that calendar you fellas want to see.
Huh?
Never mind the calendar, Charity. I got it myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, what was it you fellas want to look up in this calendar? Some date, I believe it was.
Grandpap, we never want to see no calendar.
Jiminy, there's that spavin-legged thing, too. Makes me mad every time I look at it.
What's that, Grandpap?
Oh, it's a pigeon-toed bill.
A bill?
Yeah, looky there.
Oh.
That spavin-legged Ezra Seastrunk sent it to me. He's dunning me, that's what he's doing, the varmint.
Say, Grandpap, speaking about such things...
Look at that flat-footed thing. It ain't but a couple of year old, and the way he's after me now, you'd think I was trying to beat him out of it. And on top of everything else, he says here that if I don't pay up, he's going to garnish my wages.
Garnish your wages?
Yes, sir, that's what he says right here in black and ink. See it? Look at it.
Why, that snake in me weeds.
The wages I get nowadays out of that telegraph delivery job is little enough as he is without some spavin-legged varmint garnishing them down to nothing.
Well, here, can he do that, though?
Well, he is doing it, or that is, he will if I don't pay up.
Well, if that don't beat all, ain't that terrible, Lum?
Yeah, I don't know how a man can do a thing like that.
Me neither.
He's trying to ruin me, that's what he's doing. Next thing, that bow-legged bill-collecting critter will be trying to get my house, too.
Get your house?
Take it right out from under me and Charity.
Oh, me.
Be left with nothing at all. And after all the years of hard work I put in to get this place, too.
My doggy, this is the saddest one thing I ever heard.
Well, now, wait a minute. Just how much is that bill, Grandpap?
$7.92, even. I'm losing everything I've got just for $7.92.
Well, law me, Lum, we ought to be able to scrape up that much, don't you reckon?
That's just what I'm doing here, looking in my pocket.
Oh?
I've got $4.30. How much have you got, Abner?
Oh, just a second. I'm looking. There's a dollar. There's another in there. There.
That makes $6.30. We need about...
Here's enough change for another dollar here, Lum.
Oh, well, that'll do it. Yeah, here you are, Grandpap. You pay that up and show that Ezra Seastrunk he can't get away with no such thing as that.
Well, much obliged to you fellers. Hey, sir, I'll pay this back to you someday. Every cent of it.
That's all right, Grandpap. No hurry.
Well, I'm sure much obliged to you. Oh, say, what was that you fellas wanted to see me about?
Why,
Nothing, Grandpap, nothing. Come on, Abner, we better get going. Get out your list and let's start all over again.
Well, unless Lum and Abner can do better in their next day of bill collecting, it looks as though the store is on its very last legs. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.